For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield, live from UB Stadium, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to UB Football Insider here on ESPN 1520. My name is Paul Peck, voice of Bulls football, joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. UB Football Insider is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are coming to you live from the Murchie Family Football Center here at UB Stadium. This is the second week of our special training camp editions of UB Football Insider. So, Lance, I know you are deep into the grind of the dog days of training camp. How you holding up? How are your coaches holding up? How are your players holding up?
Well, I think everybody's holding up quite well, Paul. I think the new format in which we've been able to go under with one practice a day, incorporating a day off of the field and really all football activities has allowed us to stay a lot fresher than maybe we have in the past. And I think it's very important as we progress now into this week that we take another step in our progression of what we want to be as we approach game day.
Before we talk a little bit specifically about the scrimmage over the weekend and training camp, it just occurred to me as you just said this, throughout your career you've seen a rather dramatic shift in the way training camps are held. And those are for a lot of reasons, obviously most of them safety related, but I'm sure you could take me back to the two-a-days and of when you played or when you coached, you wanted to work the guys as hard as possible. Now it's so much more monitored, for lack of a better word, to try to maximize their efforts.
Well, I think it's really just much like our society today. We are so much more efficient with what we have with technology, how we go about it. We look to work wiser, not longer. And with all of that, and really what it comes down to, Paul, I think the person, first of all, I'd say in all my days of coaching, I've heard people talk about three-a-days. I've never been part of a program as a player or coach that anybody ever went on the field three times in a day. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some out there, but I think what you also did a lot in back, 30 years ago plus was so much more installation and talking was done on the field. And I think when that started moving, of course, with technology of film and how quickly you can get the film back and watch it, you're able to do so much more in a classroom setting. And with that, then you go out on the field, you can shorten your time. And then the other part is off-season conditioning. Guys come in shape, or they're here all year round. You used to use this time to get them in shape. Well, they come in shape, and they're ready to go.
Last question for you before we move on to more specifics about the team. You have a great training camp memory or something that, you know, when you think of training camp, either as a player in your career or as a coach, is there a funny story? Is there just something that sits at the top of your memories?
Well, probably on the funny side, my first year at Nebraska-Omaha, we went to a Catholic high school, a boarding school. And but they wouldn't let us use their fields, but they let us use the main field and as you entered the school. So we had to cut down two trees before we started, and we had to build a wooden goalpost. So we had, and in our first year, we had 77 guys. One guy quit before we got on the bus, and we were 1-10 that year. And this place, they had cornfields here. We had corn at every meal we had. So
I'm sure you did.
Was one of those there. So, and but it was a great memory, a great bonding time, and that was a foundation, much like the foundation we're trying to lay here now, and it went on to a lot better things.
All right. Well, you didn't have to cut any trees down in order to have your scrimmage over the weekend. That's already been taken care of for you. So take me through the scrimmage. It was the second scrimmage of camp. You know, whether that's a more important one because the guys have been in camp longer or not, do you start to see things more so from a second scrimmage that maybe more than you saw in the first one?
Well, first of all, you said we didn't chop down any trees. I thought about maybe to build an ark because it was coming down. It rained, but it was a great opportunity because the weather's been great for us, Paul, is that that we had a chance to the weather changed multiple times during the scrimmage. And that's going to happen in games, just like we go through different things, different scenarios, adversity. And I really thought, as much as I was unprepared and didn't have any rain gear, I thought it was really good to watch how we reacted. And for the most part, we reacted well. I really liked the way our offense has started both scrimmages, our ability to run the ball. We created some plays in the passing game. And as we know, we've lacked some explosiveness our first couple of years, and we're looking to get that changed.
And there were some wonderfully explosive plays in your scrimmage Saturday, and if you haven't had a chance to see them, go on the Bulls website and check out the video highlights of that. One of the stars of that scrimmage is a guy we saw a lot of last year in Kamadi Holsey, the wide receiver. And what I want you to talk about with Kamadi was, you know, he at 6'4", 215 pounds, man, coming off the bus, the guy looks like he should be in the NFL. There were times when he struggled last year. I want you to give everybody a sense of what he had to go through as a junior college transfer that led to the struggles last year and why now with a year under his belt, maybe those explosive plays we saw over the weekend may become more common.
Well, you know, I think for any player, when they come into a new program, there's a lot thrown at them, adjusting to college life at a four-year school, a lot of those things versus sometimes a community college being a smaller environment. This is probably, who knows, maybe 8 to 10 times bigger, some of the things that he saw at junior college. And the same thing in football and the speed of things being installed and what's being asked of him. And I think there were times where he kind of hit the wall sometimes, you know, which sometimes a player will do. He struggled getting off coverage at times, showed flashes, but like you were saying, I'd say it was an up-and-down year, inconsistent year. Now, on that, he actually struggled a little bit last week. And Coach Iannello had a good talk with him. In fact, had him work more with the second unit than he did with the first unit later in the week. And really proud of not only his performance Saturday, but how he handled that. He really battled back, and you really saw him. Probably his best day in any live situation since he's been here.
One of the more intriguing battles that a lot of us are watching on your offense is, even though your offensive line brings four starters back from a year ago, it's the one spot that's up for grabs that has been very interesting. Talk about the left tackle battle that's going on.
Well,
right,
it is. It's a good battle. Evan Kasarczyk from West Seneca right here has done a nice job. He's been working the majority of the time with the first unit. Jaquis Webb, the transfer from Rutgers, is the other one that's kind of battling. And you know, right now, I think that's definitely an up-in-the-air thing, and I think both guys are going to play and help us this year.
All right, and another player that shined during the scrimmage over the weekend is the backup quarterback. We obviously, for a lot of reasons, spent a lot of time talking about Tyree Jackson and what his role as the starting quarterback will be here, but Drew Anderson has been very impressive as the backup. We only saw him for, what, two plays last year?
One or two
plays in the Bowling Green game last year, but obviously a backup quarterback is critical to any football team. Yeah. Tell everybody a little bit about what they need to know about Drew.
Well, Drew's a junior college transfer that had 3 years of eligibility. He actually started off his career at San Diego State as a walk-on, went on to junior college, graduated, and then we recruited him in the late spring and early summer of last year, kind of came in, settled into the third spot. But he really had a solid spring, but he really picked it up and had an excellent camp, and to a point where, you know, we want Tyree to be healthy and you know really be the leader of our offensive football team. But at the same time, if we have to put Drew Anderson in the game, we feel very, very confident of his abilities
right
now.
Yeah, and you always got to have a backup quarterback that you feel confident about because you always got to be ready. This breakdown of the offense here on the UB Football Insider Show is brought to you by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We'll shift gears, talk a little bit of defense. When we come back for segment of number two, it is our training camp special from right here at UB Stadium. You are listening to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. From Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Hi, I'm Tomer Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We are here at the Murchie Family Football Center as we hold week two of our training camp edition of UB Football Insider. I want to remind you, Buffalo sports fans, don't miss out on the inaugural Fan Fest at UB Stadium on Sunday, August 20th. The event starts at 2 o'clock. Fans will have the chance to meet and get autographs from student athletes and coaches from football, women's soccer, and volleyball. The event will feature inflatables, face painters, door prizes, and more, and it's right on the turf of UB Stadium. And the best part, it is all free. For more information, visit UBBulls.com. Bulls.com. Continuing here with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Can't shake you. And we talked last week about your Green Bay Packer ownership, and there they are. The Packers are on the monitor here in the lobby of
watching reruns of the NFL Network, mandated, actually.
It
loops.
Allow Packers games to be shown. All right, I gotcha.
We'll wait for the Bills one to be replayed. We'll try to get that one in as well.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a whole lot to see in that one, so we'll do that late at night then, maybe. Okay. Hey, I want to continue our conversation about training camp and about where you were with your scrimmage from over the weekend. First thing I do want to ask you about was a rather interesting piece of news that came out of camp last week, which is what's going to become a yearly decision as to who gets the honor of wearing Solomon Jackson's number 41. You made the decision that it'll be Jarrett Franklin, your outstanding senior linebacker. Tell us a little bit about what went into that.
Yes, very excited for Jarrett. After speaking with Steve Jackson, Solomon's father, and he spoke with the family, we had a lot of guys that could definitely, fill that role. But as we looked at some things and, Jarrett's relationship with Solomon, some of the things that he brings as a person, as a teammate, as a leader, as a student, all those things, we just felt that was the family talked about it and really felt that was the best way to go for this season.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful tradition. We saw Boise Ross wear it last year, and this year it'll be Jarrett, and it'll be worn in years to come by a deserving player to keep the memory of Solomon Jackson alive.
Yeah, and that's just one of those, bringing up Boise last year, at Solomon's Memorial, here in Buffalo, those were the two that spoke on the team's behalf. So I think it's very fitting that those two get the first opportunity as well to represent and keep Solomon's memory and legacy alive.
Yeah, and great, and good for Jarrett. We actually talked last week on the show about his number 36 and where the significance of that came from, but I know everybody, and he included, is going to be happy and proud to wear 41.
Yeah, when I asked him, after talking with Mr. Jackson, there was no hesitation, and one that I know he takes with great respect and very, very humble about it, but he understands and was very excited for it.
Speaking of defense, want to ask you about probably another player that would have certainly been under consideration to wear that 41, and that's your senior safety, Tim Roberts, new to the program as a junior college transfer last year, played extensively. He's taken another step to his game. Tell everybody about it.
Well, I think, Tim has really started to, much like a lot of our, especially our junior college players that came in and, got their feet on the ground, understand what it's all about now, and he has been able to take his game to another level. He's really changed his body and what he's trying to do. He's really determined to help us get this program where we want it to be. He's surfaced as a leader, and a lot of times when guys become leaders, it's because they're confident in what they're doing now, that they can step out and now be a little more vocal in some things. He's running better. He's doing things, and he's so positive and grateful for the opportunity. I'm excited to see him on the field.
He is a hair raiser back there in the safety, right? In the secondary. When you see the game and you see number 22, you'll know what I mean. The defensive line brings a pretty solid veteran core of guys back, but you're looking for some new players, particularly to provide a little more pass rush. Yep. One of the guys who's making that decision difficult for you in a good way is a youngster by the name of Malcolm Kuntz.
Yeah, Malcolm is joined us in January from Milford Academy prep school. So he does have a redshirt year available, but he will see the field this year. That time in spring ball and that extra, you can see, not quite a high school player, not a seasoned veteran, but he's going to definitely help us. He went to the same high school as Coach Rob Iannello, so another legend out
and
of
you still took him.
And we still took him, yeah. But no, he's a young man that, kind of reminds me a little bit of Chuck Harris when he first came on the scene, and maybe weighs a little more than Chuck did at that time. But he's going to give us another guy off the edge, and very excited about not just this season, but what Malcolm will bring our program for the future.
All right, so what do you want to accomplish? You're 3 days and 2 weeks away from the season opener at Minnesota. What are you looking to accomplish in the next week or so?
Well, we have a little more installation to get done. We got some situational things we're going to keep working on. But now it's you're going to hit that part of camp where you can't hit the wall. You got to keep fighting through, and we're going to find out what kind of physical and mental toughness that we have as we continue to develop that identity that we want to be. And we've got to continue continue to create the competition, especially in some spots on the defensive line where we need to kind of find our way yet to, you know, playing the run, playing it better. And then, again, we talked about the left tackle and some other positions offensively. So it's an exciting yet competitive week for us. We practice a lot in the morning, and now this week we're going to have some more afternoon practices. And then once you change up that routine, that also is a challenge within itself.
Yeah, all right. So in our next segment, we're going to talk to some of the players about exactly what you're talking about. We'll have a little roundtable with Jonathan Hawkins, Jacob Martinez, and Khalil Hodge. That is coming up in our next segment. But Lance, the season starts on August 31st. We are all excited. We will see you in Minnesota.
Parents, sign your children up for the Junior Bowls Kids Club. For just $30, Kids Club members receive free admission to all UB Athletic home games, invitations to special events, official t-shirt, membership card, and more. The Kids Club is available for children 8th grade and younger, but can be fun for the entire family. Join today and cheer on the Bulls all season long. Look for the Kids Club link on ubbowls.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Learfield Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Voice of Bulls Football, Paul Peck, and we are back here at the Murchie Family Football Center as we continue our on-the-road editions of UB Football Insider. Training camp underway here for the Bulls, 2 weeks into it, and this is our Player Roundtable segment, and we want to thank our sponsors of the segment, Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. Going to be a chance for us to get to know a couple of players. I am joined by a interesting mix here and grouping of two offensive and one defensive, Khalil Hodge, linebacker. I don't know how you got outnumbered on this one, but we'll work on that for next week. Khalil Hodge, junior linebacker. Junior running back, Jonathan Hawkins. Senior wide receiver, Jacob Martinez. Guys, Jacob, we'll start with you. You're the senior. You get the age before beauty honor here. 2 weeks into camp, how are you feeling? What goes through a player's mind when you guys have been working pretty hard here for the last couple of weeks?
Well, you're sore, you're tired and all that stuff, but you got to keep grinding, you know, to get better. And keep working and just stay at it, I guess, you know.
What have you learned about how to handle training camp from the day you walked in here as a freshman to now that you're a senior?
How to handle it? Just, you got to keep your head down, keep working. You know, you just got to keep trying to get better and create that chemistry with the quarterback and get going on the offense and do the best you can do.
Now, Khalil, you're a little busier hitting these guys. They're trying to run away from you. You're a little busier hitting them. Yeah. So is it a different way to prepare for you as a defensive player to get in the right mode? And then part of the – I don't want to say it's a problem, but you want to go out there and hit people, which you can't really do in training camp. So a big part of your job you don't really get the chance to do. Yeah. How do you adjust to that?
I mean, for me, it's just all mental. You know, as long as you're getting the right steps, getting the right reads, the final hit really doesn't matter as much. You know what I mean? We can save that for game time. So a lot of the things we do is usually tag or thud. And so we saved the tackling for a really game time for Minnesota, things like that.
How have you learned how to handle training camp maybe from a year ago?
Probably the most thing is just like treatment, just, you know, getting an ice tub, getting a Normatec, and just getting in that playbook. I remember when I first got here, I was just worried about sleep. I was so tired. I was just trying to get back to that hotel bed. But now it's like you really have to keep up with your body and just make sure you're ready for the next day.
Jonathan, you're laughing when he talked about sleep, right? That's pretty high on the priority list, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably number one on the list.
You gotta be focused on that, right? I mean, you know, you're college guys, I get it. Everybody stay up late, but you gotta almost teach yourself, okay, get in my playbook, study a little bit, and then turn the lights out. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard.
How do you adjust to it then?
Really, you gotta look at the main goal, what we're trying to achieve here, and that's a MAC championship. So if you're staying up all kind of hours of the night, not really getting your proper rest, that's just going to affect you for the next practice or the next meeting that you're going to attend. So you really got to stay on top of that to be as sharp as you can be.
Right. You've been a little limited because of some injuries, because of some off-season surgery. Is that frustrating for you? You want to get out there and do everything and run every rep? Has it been hard to pull yourself back a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely been hard, you know, dealing with an injury, but now that I'm out the cast, you know, I'm kind of focused locked in going towards Minnesota.
I'm going to let all three of you guys answer this question. When you guys are sitting around, and we've seen in some of the great stories that the guys have done, sort of the day in the life stories, you guys tend to hang out together and eat together and stuff. Jacob, start with you. What do you guys talk about when you guys hang out together?
Anything and everything, I guess. But a lot about football, of course, because that's what's on our mind 24/7. But anything, I guess.
Do you guys, Jonathan, do you go over practice that day? Do you try to, like, get rid of that and talk about something different? Like, you know, how does that work?
Nah, football is pretty much always, you know, one of the biggest topics we talk about. But, you know, we might catch up, what happened after class, that kind of thing. How'd you do on that test, you know? Mm-hmm. Normal conversation.
Same for you, Khalil. It's it's a combination of football and life a little bit.
Just like Hawk said, I mean, if I were to tell you that we talk about football the entire time, I'd be lying to you. So we talk a lot about football, but then again, you know, we're regular people at the end of the day too, so we talk about regular stuff.
All right, so rank me like the top two regular stuff topics that you guys will talk, argue, or debate about. Is it music? Is it movies? What is it?
I mean, it can range from music to girls to, it could be
Madden.
Anything. Yeah, Madden, that's a big one. That's definitely a big one.
All right, okay, well, like you open the door to that now. Who's the best Madden player?
Me, I'll take that.
That would be Khalil,
real
who's volunteering.
I don't know. I think I won the last matchup. He might have actually won that one. I'm not going to lie.
Jacob, where are you ranking on all this?
I usually stay away from those guys. Really good at it.
Good. When you guys play Madden, you know, again, it's all football all the time, and then you're telling me that one of the ways you relax is go back and do something that's more football related.
Yeah.
That sounds a little crazy.
It does. But, I mean, it's not us playing. Like, it's more fun than anything. So we're not taking those hits, taking on those blocks. You know what I mean? So that's the main reason why we play.
Who's your team?
The Raiders all day.
Okay, you're a San Francisco guy. We get that. Hawk, is it the Falcons? Or
yeah, I like the Falcons.
You're a Georgia guy? Okay. How about, like, particular players? Are there particular players that, you know, I'm controlling this guy because I know this guy's going to help me win? Or
I'm controlling the linebacker. That's my main thing. Yep.
I got you.
Yep.
Right, and have you got all the spin moves and all the jumps and all that other stuff down pat?
Oh, yeah, we definitely run the ball with my offense.
You know, I always remember, I've heard this from other athletes in other sports, particularly like stock NASCAR guys will practice on a course on the video game because it's such a lifelike preparation for when they're going to race. Are there some things that you can do in a Madden video game that help you when you go back on the field, Khalil?
I'm telling you, I really do believe that. Like, I mean, playing linebacker, just like if I'm clicked on the linebacker, you can read guards pull, you can see pass, you know, all that stuff, drop in the zone. So it's like the mental part of the game, just taking out the physicality.
Jonathan, does it help you pick the right holes to run through sometimes?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does because, I mean, Madden, You know, they give you the defense. You learn cover two, cover threes. You learn how the defense moves, reacts to this certain play. So I think it helps with just your football IQ.
Same thing for you, Jacob, as a wide receiver. Could you feel like you might understand how coverages react better because of what you're seeing on the game?
Yeah, because the routes and stuff, the concepts are all kind of similar to what we run also. So it is pretty cool like that.
Has any of you guys ever gone into a meeting after coming up with something on Madden, a play or something, and suggested it to your coaches to try? Hawkins, you're laughing over here.
Definitely. I think I did the other day. I told Coach K, I seen the little Wildcat thing. You know, I used the little Wildcat with LeSean McCoy. So I gave him that idea. You know, hopefully we put that in.
All right. So, I mean, what's Coach Kotelnicki's reaction to something like that?
He told me he'll think about it and get back with
He'll wait here. He's just walked in the door here. Coach Kotelnicki just walked in and said – He gave us the negative on that one, so we'll see. We'll have to be a surprise if we see a little bit of Wildcat with you. I think that's really fun and interesting. I didn't necessarily grow up in the video game generation like you guys did, so it's kind of amazing to me to think that can make you a better player.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that, right?
I don't think so. I mean, it's nothing crazy. Like, you're not going to turn into, you know, something crazy overnight just by playing Madden. But like I said, if you really are reading certain keys that you read in the actual football game, I think it does help.
All right, I want you to tell me something that we might not know that you know about Jacob Martinez.
He's engaged. I don't know if you guys know that, so.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations. So we'll follow up on that. Well, all right, follow up on that. Tell us about it, and then return the favor here to Khalil Hodge.
Well, I've been with Jacqueline for, 3 years now, so we went down to Panama City, Florida, where I'm from, and I took her out on the beach, and we went on a little cruise, saw some dolphins, things like that, saw the sunset, so that was pretty cool. And then I took her for a walk on the beach after that, and that's when I proposed to her. So
that's pretty solid, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. All right, tell me something I need that I should know about Khalil Hodge, and everybody should know about Khalil Hodge.
That's probably a horrible one.
Yeah, can we tell you got this one, huh?
Feel free to jump. You're jumping the hole here.
Hawkins,
he's thinking hard. Jonathan Hawkins is thinking hard here. All right, we'll put that one on hold. I didn't ask. Give me something about Hawkins that I should know about.
Something about Hawkins. Let me think. He's a rapper. He can rap.
He can rap. All right. You feel like you want to give us a little sample there, Jonathan? I'm on the spot here. We can follow up on this next week's show to get you better prepared, but, you know. You got an open mic here. That's what every rapper wants is an open microphone, right?
All right, Hodge. Give me the beat. Give me the beat, Hodge.
All right, I ain't playing with you. I'm serious,
okay,
too.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. At the stadium, on the radio, chilling with my bro.
You know what? That's pretty good. That's not bad. You didn't jump in with any accompaniment there, Jacob. So, as a senior, Jacob, what kind of what can you do to help some of the young guys, you know, kind of understand what college football is like, and maybe even guys like when Khalil comes in a year ago as a transfer. You know, I mean, you got to take these guys under your wings a little bit. What do you do about that?
Well, I know when I came in and I was young, I always wanted, you know, I wanted to play right now. I want to play right now. And, you know, the coach ain't noticing me and all this stuff. So I'm just, you know, pat him on the back. Hey, just keep working. Keep your head down. Keep grinding. You know, take what coach tells you and put it on the practice field. And then your time will come. So that's just what they got to keep in mind.
Jonathan, you're a good example of that. You've had to wait your turn a little bit. Now that chance is there for you to be a starter. How hard is it to grasp patience in this sport?
You definitely learn to be patient, which is why, you know, I love the game of football. It teaches you so many things that you can use in real life. You know, every guy is the man in high school and wants to come in and play right away. But the development of the game, you know, the tools you have to learn to be successful, it takes some time. And, you know, when you're young, you can't really see that. But as you get older, you start to realize that it all paid off.
Right. You had to wait a couple of more years than these guys did. But hold your answer on that one, because we're going to come back and do another segment with Khalil. And we'll talk a little bit about his pretty amazing journey from California to junior college to Buffalo and everywhere in between. More with Bulls linebacker Khalil Hodge, and more coming up on the show with Jonathan Hawkins and Jacob Martinez as we continue with UB Football Insider from here at the Murchie Family Football Center. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB
New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to BullsBlueAndWhite.com for more information.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Hi, I'm Toma Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Back to UB Football Insider as we continue our training camp special from here at UB Stadium. I want to let you know that it is time for you to book your fantasy football draft at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's got the best deal in town. Packages include a fantasy draft kit, choice of dinner, and a VIP card. Good for season-long game day discounts, priority seating, a chance to win $100, and a VIP team party during the season. Call Jill Baker at 716-390-6083 to book your fantasy draft party today. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Continuing here with junior linebacker Khalil Hodge. If I'm giving you the first pick in a fantasy football draft, who are you taking?
Definitely has to be a quarterback. Probably Tom Brady.
Okay. Can't Tom go wrong Brady's with that. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Don't tell Coach Leipold he's an Aaron Rodgers guy. So don't be careful of that. Well, I don't know how do we top our last segment when we had Jonathan Hawkins rapping, you providing the beats and extensive discussions of Madden football. But we do want to do that with Khalil Hodge, as I mentioned, junior linebacker from Stockton, California, majoring in sociology. And the first question always is when there's a number of you guys that have come from rather far places, how do you wind up from California to wind up here in Buffalo, and what's that adjustment been like for you?
Yeah, I went to junior college to start, San Francisco City, and from there, Coach Simpson, Coach Leipold, I remember them coming by the school a few times. Actually, came by the house, and I got a chance to trip out here. I tripped out here, I enjoyed it, and came out here with my father and decided to commit, really. And from there, I mean, the adjustment's been good. I mean, I'm 3,000 miles away from home, so of course it's hard. But, I mean, I talk to my parents every night, and we have a really good relationship. So, I mean, they know why I'm out here. I know why I'm out here. So I'm just going to keep my head, head straight and keep grinding.
It's kind of an adventure for you to get a little out of your comfort zone. Is that a good thing for a football player and a college student?
It is. It is. I mean, a lot of people always say, you know, it's incredible to be like a hometown hero. But being on the East Coast, I don't know if I'd ever come to Buffalo, you know, without getting the opportunity to play here. So it's just experience and life lessons that I probably wouldn't get without university.
How far is your hometown of Stockton, California from San Francisco?
I actually live in Antioch. I just went to school in Stockton, but probably like an hour. I was taking an hour train ride every day. So
what was it like to go to college in a great city like San Francisco?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, junior college is kind of rough. I just remember just get on the train, go to school, go to class, go to practice, and kind of get back home. So I really didn't get to adventure out in San Francisco too much. I mean, I'm right around the corner, so I've been there plenty of times. But during that time period, I really wasn't adventuring San Francisco like
right.
I should have been.
Is Fisherman's Wharf like Niagara Falls is here? When you live there, you almost never go there?
Exactly.
Until visitors come
to town? Exactly. Aunts and uncles come through, you know, you'll take the trip to Pier 39 and stuff. Other than that, no, not that often.
Right, okay. So obviously you're growing up in the Bay Area, which means you're either a Niners or a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
Will you declare yourself here?
Oh, yeah, Oakland Raiders all the way.
Yeah,
all the way.
Like since you were a kid?
Since I was a kid, no question.
So who's your favorite all-time Raider then?
Oh, could be probably like Ronnie Lott, something like that.
Good choice.
Yeah.
What are some of your fond memories of rooting for the Raiders back when you were a kid?
I mean, it was rough growing up. We weren't very good. So, I mean, now seeing them come up, still be in Oakland, it's great. Oakland's probably like 25, 30 minutes away from me. So, just being that close, seeing the team really just really get on the incline is a great thing.
The most amazing statistic and note about you is the fact that you had 262 tackles your high school senior year. That almost sounds impossible, Khalil.
Yeah.
Is it true? Is it legit? Do people ask you about that all the time?
Oh, yeah. They ask me all the time. It's definitely legit. I mean, just out of high school, I remember going into my senior year.
It's like 20-plus tackles a game,
right? Yeah, it was like 18.9, something like that. So I just remember going into my senior year, working out with my dad. I just thought, like, how can I not get offered if no one had more tackles than me? You know what I mean? So that was kind of my mindset, and that's kind of the approach I took.
Right. But so you didn't get that scholarship offer, so you wind up at the College of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. How did you have to wrap your head around the fact that even though you put up those great numbers and you played great, there wasn't really a place for you?
I mean, it was rough. But at the end of the day, after I put up those numbers, I just kind of thought, like, I can do this. You know what I mean? I feel like I can play on any level. And my cousin actually went to San Francisco City College, won a national championship there. And, you know, he was telling me about it and just said, that's where I should go. I took the trip. Train ride was only an hour. It drops you off literally right in front of the school. You know what I mean? And Coach Jimmy Collins was great about it. And I told him I wanted to come in and play. My goal was to leave in a semester. And that's kind of what I did.
All right. As we sit here and tape this show in the lobby of the football center, we can look out in the lobby and we can see Khalil Max in his Raider jersey out there.
Yeah.
We've already established you're a huge Raider fan.
Yeah.
You got the same first name. You play the same position as him.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to not only meet Khalil, but sort of get to know what he meant to this program? And is that an inspiration for you?
I mean, I've met him a few times, but personally, we haven't really had too many conversations. But, I mean, he's the GOAT, probably will be the GOAT for the rest of the time while his university's here. So just him setting that standard, setting that mark, I mean, it's just something that we all look up to.
Do your friends and your family back in the Bay Area, because they certainly know what Khalil has done out there, have they put all this together that you're playing at his college?
Yeah they kind of do. I remember when Coach Simpson first came to the school, and I got the car from him, and I kind of gave it to my dad, and he was just like, yeah, Khalil Mack, that's where he got drafted from. And that was kind of our first correlation with the University of Buffalo. So,
pretty cool. And like I said, you know, you're starting your own. You're not only starting, you're continuing your own legacy here. And more Khalils from Buffalo in the NFL. Can't promise it'll be with the Raiders,
but
that would be pretty cool to see.
Yes, sir.
But
of course.
All right, watch for Khalil Mack this year. He wears number 4. He's the Bulls' starting middle linebacker. He was the team's leading tackler a year ago. Second team All Mack. You got a goal there, right there.
Yes, sir.
First team All Mack.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, Khalil Mack. Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for doing a little rapping. We got much more to come. We're going to talk more with Jacob Martinez and Jonathan Hawkins when UB Football Insider continues from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB Football, and be a part of the big game.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offer special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider as we continue live from here at the Murchie Family Football Center at UB Stadium. My name is Paul Peck, joined for this segment by Bulls senior wide receiver Jacob Martinez. But first, we want to make sure that all Bulls fans come to Stampede Square early and hungry so you can take advantage of Food Truck Row at the first four UB football home games. It features Buffalo's favorite trucks, Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick, the Flaming Fish, and UB's own Big Blue. Food Truck Row will be the place to eat on game day. Well, we had a chance to talk a little bit to Jacob Martinez a couple segments ago. Now we get one all to yourself as deserving the senior that you are. You get your own segment out of this deal. And Jacob, senior wide receiver, Southport, Florida. Tell everybody a little bit what it's like to grow up in Southport, Florida, and then wind your way up here to Buffalo.
Well, Southport's a little town outside of Panama City, Florida. We're about an hour south of Alabama, so got the little southern accent
going. That's okay. Yeah. It's good.
But, yeah, it's a little small town. I went to a school, a 1A high school. It's the smallest one in the area.
And, 6A is the largest or 5A in Florida?
They change it so much. I can't
But it's
even
small, basically.
Yeah,
you're telling me it's a small school.
Yeah, pretty small. I think I graduated with about 119 people, I think, or 119 people. So
do you know, when you're playing at a school like that and you want to be a Division I athlete, I mean, are you worried? Is anybody going to see me? How are they going to find me? You know, is there always something that you're thinking about?
Yeah, no doubt. Me and my buddy Chandler, he was, you know, been my friend since we were in elementary school. And we were kind of both wanting to go play Division I ball, and we were going to combines and all this stuff. And nobody's ever made it Division I from the high school that I played at. So it was kind of out there, a dream that, you know, nobody's seen before, so nobody knew how to help us out, really. But you know, we did a lot of work our junior year and senior year. It kind of started coming to us a little bit, and our high school coach knew that it was a possibility, so he tried to help us get recruited and things like that, and coaches were coming in. And I had three offers. I had this one at the University of Buffalo, and then I had Northern Arizona, which is AA, and then Fordham, which is in the Bronx.
Sure.
And so I definitely wanted to play at the highest level. I came here. Chandler, my buddy Chandler, got an offer at the University of Maryland, and that's where he ended up going. But
and he's still there playing then?
He is, yes.
Good, yep, that's great. That's awesome. So not only did the school never have any, you got two of them,
that's
and
right.
you and your best buddies.
Same year, yeah.
You were a quarterback in high school. Do you miss being a quarterback?
Sometimes. I did enjoy being behind the center and having the ball in my hands every play and be able to kind of do with it what I wanted to, and the coach kind of, you know, let me call audibles and things like that. So it was a lot of fun. But I do like receiver position now. I do enjoy it. And kind of I understand what the quarterback's thinking sometimes. So,
all right. So we already had Jonathan Hawkins lobbying to run the Wildcat with offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki. Have you gone in and told him, hey, I can throw a pass if you need me to?
No, I haven't, but maybe we'll throw in a wide receiver pass or something that I could throw down the field.
So. I'm always intrigued, and we talked a little bit about with some of the guys last week. You guys, numbers are so important to football players. Is there a story behind wearing number 88 for you at all?
Actually, that's just the one they gave me when I came in, and my dad's like, yeah, 88's a cool number. You should keep it. And I'm like, okay, let's
right.
ride with it.
Well, I know why your dad said that, because your dad and guys of my generation, the receivers were always 80s guys,
yeah.
Jerry Rice, all the great wide receivers. Now, has it become cooler to have a wide receiver teens or single digit number than it is an 80s number? Is that like old school now?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of old school. I wanted number 5 just because that's what I played with in high school, but I think Tony Daniel had it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of stuck with it, and you know, now I love having number 88. So.
All right, well, there you go. See, you've embraced it. Now, last year was a difficult year for you. You missed the first 7 games after injuring your collarbone in training camp. So it took a little while for you to get going a little bit. How much different do you feel now that you haven't had to worry about any of that this year?
Oh, I feel great right now, and that's the key, is just trying to stay healthy, you know, stay off the ground a little bit, you know, because I don't want anything to happen before the season starts. But I feel great this season. You know, I hate that I lost last season, but I think it's made me stronger from that situation.
What do you see as your role in this offense?
I want to be a big-time playmaker for us. I want to be a big-time target, and I want Tyree to know that he can throw the ball to me. So we are creating that chemistry right now, and we're creating it with a lot of receivers, but I want to be a guy that he knows he can depend on, and that's what we're working at every day.
We've also seen you play a pretty key role on special teams as a returner over the years. Is that something that should continue?
I should be out there at least, you know, one or two, you know, if I'm not out there every play, because maybe I'll be getting more reps at the receiver position. So we'll see, but I should definitely be out there.
And you know, you hold a place in UB school history, right? And it's a place that, you know, I'm sure everyone hopes continues to be broken. But when you returned that punt for a touchdown 2 years ago, 86 yards against Albany, that hadn't happened around here for 14 years. Did you know the history of that? And do you now understand that you've got this kind of cool place in history?
Well, when I was recruited by Mike Dietzel, he was the defensive coach, but he recruited the South. So when he picked me up, he told me, hey, we are looking for returners, and we haven't had a punt return in so many years at that time. And that's kind of one reason why they picked me up.
All right, well, there you go. You delivered, right? Because you were the guy that took that one back and got him off that long list of having to worry about it. So, hey, Jacob, good luck this season. Looking forward to seeing number 88 running around there and scoring touchdowns.
Okay, thank you very
much. Jacob Martinez is the Bulls' senior wide receiver. One more segment to come here on our show. Jonathan Hawkins comes back. I'm not going to ask him to rap this time, but we're going to learn a little more about a guy in position to be the Bulls' starting running back. That's next, and this is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
Buffalo sports fans, get to UB Stadium this fall for tailgating, live music, and great UB football action. Where else can you see hard hits, thrilling catches, and enjoy live music by national recording acts like Jenna Kramer, Gin Blossoms, Better Than Ezra, and more? Bring the whole family and come cheer on the Bulls this season. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have 2 great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, 4 generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time.
When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Hi, I'm Toma Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Football fans, book your fantasy draft at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill for the best deal in town. Packages include a fantasy draft kit, choice of dinner, and a VIP card good for season-long game day discounts, priority seating, a chance to win $100, and a VIP team party during the season. Call Jill Baker at Santora's at 716-390-6083 to book your fantasy draft party today. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck, and we continue UB Football Insider from here at UB Stadium, now joined by Bulls junior running back Jonathan Hawkins. Well, I gave Khalil Hodge the first pick in the fantasy football draft. He took Tom Brady. Who are you taking as your first running back?
My first running back off the board, Devontae Freeman.
Devontae Freeman. Okay, better than David Johnson or LeSean McCoy or any of those guys?
I just like how versatile Freeman is. So,
yeah, all right, yeah, go good call. But you're a Georgia guy, yeah. So I get it. There's a little bit of bias. So Jonathan Hawkins is a guy that Bulls fans are going to see a lot more. We saw a lot of you last year in spurts as you backed up Jordan Johnson. You were the third down back. You caught a lot of passes, third leading rusher, fourth in receptions. How excited are you to get that chance to step into a position here at UB that has always had a great run of outstanding running backs? You going to be the next one?
Yeah, it's exciting, you know, especially with the backs that have come and go. You know, they really did a good job of getting me ready for this moment. I learned a lot from Jordan and Ann Taylor, who's before him. So
right. And, you know, and we go back to Brandon Oliver and James Starks, and yeah. You know the story and you know the names. I mean, this has just been a place that's always found a way to get great running backs. Do you feel like you got to live up to that a little bit sometimes?
Yeah, I kind of do, you know, especially talking to Jordan, you know, and every other day, and Bo when he's occasionally in town. So, yeah, they definitely put the pressure on me to perform this year.
Right, and that's kind of how you learn about the traditions, right, is the guy before you, and you're going to tell the next group of guys, you know, in a couple of years, right? That's kind of how it works in football.
Yeah, you got to keep the tradition going.
Right, all right, so you're from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Tell everybody a little bit about what your hometown is all about, and then you are not the only Georgia guy in this team, so tell me what you got this little core of Georgia guys that are making an impact here in Buffalo.
Well, yeah, I'm from Lawrenceville, Georgia. I went to Mill Creek High School. It's the biggest school in Georgia, so there are a lot of kids, a lot of different people, you know. So the other guys on the team, you know, I think we have a couple from the same, like, area.
Jordan Collier and Brandon Williams are both from the Georgia area as well, too, correct?
Yeah, they visited me. You know, we visit each other when we come home. You know, we work out together, try to stay sharp.
Jacob Martinez was on in our last segment, came from a really small school. He said he had, what, a couple of hundred people in his graduating class? If you're telling me you came from the biggest one in Georgia, how many people roughly in your graduating class?
I think I had 1,400 my graduation class.
That's a little bit of a different size school then, isn't it? What's high school football like in Georgia? You know, I people don't always think of Georgia when they think of those classic high school football places, Florida, Texas, California, Pennsylvania, but you know, I think people that follow the sport know that everybody recruits Georgia because there's a lot of good football players there.
Oh, yeah. Well, football is very competitive. Even in the minor leagues like GFL coming up, you know, you're going against a lot of competition. That's really, you know, what builds you to be the person you are today.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the guys that, you know, maybe we would know about that you've played against or battled up against in Georgia? Are there some notable pro or college guys that we would know?
Yeah, Robert Condici. He went to Ole Miss. He's in the NFL. He's a first-round pick. Alvin Kamara. I played against him. He's in my region.
From Tennessee, correct?
From Tennessee.
He's in the NFL, too?
Yeah, you know, there's A lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think of when you see, you flip on the TV and you're watching Alvin Kamara playing for the Saints or whatever? You're like, I know that guy. I played against that guy. I mean, what's go through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you hope, you know, to say you competed against that guy and now you look at what he's doing. So, you know, you try to follow the same footsteps and, you know, work hard and get there too.
Who's your favorite NFL running back? Who's a guy that you like to watch to try to figure out ways to make yourself better?
My favorite running back will have to be Marshawn Lynch, but I study Le'Veon's Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell, I study his running technique a lot.
Right. He's kind of hard to pattern himself after, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, Jonathan Hawkins is going to kind of set his own path here. He'll be a guy that you're going to see used very prominently in the Bulls' backfield this season. Thanks for rapping for us. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit.
Thank you.
That is Jonathan Hawkins. We thank you for listening to this week's edition of UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. We move the show to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road next week. We will see you then. This is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, live from UB Stadium, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, ComDoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.